does success mean to you? Now, the underlying theme of my podcast is property investment, success, and money. And today I'm going to be talking a bit about success with Mark Creedon, founder of Business Accelerator Mastermind. But this isn't a business show. You're going to find what we discuss today is very relevant no matter what you do for a living. And if you're a property investor, you really do have a business on the side, don't you? A property investment business. Now, many of us chase careers, titles, money, social status, a big property portfolio. And yet we don't feel successful when we get those things. That's because you can only measure success in your life when you define what drives your happiness and helps you find your purpose. So if you're struggling to define what a successful life means, you're going to be pleased to hear in my chat with Mark as we explain it's never too late to start over. And you actually get to write your own definition of success. So I'm sure you're going to benefit from some of the wisdom Mark Creedon is going to bring to us today. So welcome to today's show.
Welcome to the Michael Yardney Podcast, where twice each week you will learn a number of new ideas regarding success, property investment, and money in around 30 minutes. Our show is brought to you by Metropole, who specialize in helping you grow, protect, and pass on your wealth through strategic property and wealth advice. Now, here's your host, Michael Yardney, Australia's authority in wealth creation through property, who has been voted one of Australia's top 50 most influential thought leaders.
What is success? Is it wealth? Is it happiness? Is it fame? I've been studying successful people for almost 50 years, and I've been writing about success for well over two decades, and I've come to the conclusion that success can't be defined in one sentence, but instead it comprises many things. I'd argue that the definition of success depends upon you, upon the individual, and that one size definitely doesn't fit all. And in today's podcast, I'd like to talk about how to become more successful with Mark Creedon, founder of Business Accelerator Mastermind, who coaches and who mentors many successful business people and entrepreneurs. So who better to learn from? Welcome, Mark.
Hello, Michael. Always good to be here with you.
Now, the topic of today's podcast came around, I know, because we had a recent hot seat session that you held for members of what we call our tribe at Business Accelerator Mastermind, a group of people who many would already consider successful small business people, professionals, entrepreneurs, and they come from around Australia and New Zealand. And I remember you asked them the question, what is success to you?
Yeah, it was interesting, Michael, because the conclusion we came to is that success is something that you really have to define for yourself. It's not something that somebody else can do for you. And I know for some people, for some of our members, success means a sense of giving back to the world, a sense of making a difference. Others, it was a sense of accomplishment in their career or business. And yet for others, it just meant doing what they love.
Sure. So success is different for different people. Now, before we get further into our chat, I bet there's some people listening to this podcast disappointed where they are in life at the moment. For some, progress has been hindered by the economic challenges of COVID, by being locked in a cocoon. Others may have had health challenges. And for others, it could be other reasons, nothing to do with COVID, why they haven't achieved the success they want in life. Well, I haven't achieved it yet. But please, if that's you, don't turn off. Stick with us, because I believe it's never too late to start over again. And you're allowed to write your own definition of success. It's not too late and you're not too old. Look, I'm sure you've heard the stories of people like Colonel Sanders, who only founded or became successful in Kentucky Fried Chicken in his 60s, or Nelson Mandela, who became South Africa's president after spending 27 years in jail. Actually, Mark, we went to see his jail when Pam and I were in South Africa. Gee, his jail cell. Gee, it was terrible.
Amazing, isn't it? Great story. Yeah.
But if we can learn anything from people like that who succeeded later in life, Mark, I think it's this. Success hasn't got a deadline. Look, I always wanted to write a book, and I eventually did. I was actually 53 when I wrote my first book. I've written nine books. I've had nine books published. And, Mark, interestingly, you finished your first book, and you were only in your 50s.
I was 56, Michael. I'm still eight behind you. But that's right. And you know, I was just reading a story about Ray Kroc the other day from McDonald's. He didn't discover McDonald's until I think he was 56 or 57 as well. So it's absolutely never too late.
Sure. So I remember a great definition of success by one of the members of our tribe when you were running that session, and it was simply, success means attempting to move forward. Yeah, I know many of us have been taught by society and by our parents that happiness, success, fulfillment fits a certain mold. I know that my parents had an idea of success for me. It meant having a good education, having a good job, having a good profession, making a good living. My parents actually had strict ideas, firm ideas about what my success should look like. And actually, it took quite some time till I grew up to realize that what I wanted, what made me feel successful, was very different to what they thought it should be.
Yeah, very true. And Michael, you and I had sort of similar experiences. I guess the one thing that I've always remembered is that whilst my parents had a different view, there are certain aspects of their view that I've continued to carry forward. And same for you. So the things that make you success around beliefs or values or happiness or the importance of family, et cetera, that still work toward or contribute toward you, your definition of success.
Mark, let's start maybe this discussion with understanding the difference between accomplishment, which we're all trying to do most days, and success.
It's a good point to start, Michael. So accomplishments is often associated with success, but I don't see the two of them as being the same. I mean, I think accomplishment refers to the results that we desire when we work toward achieving a specific goal. So it's what we plan or what we expect to occur, whereas success is actually the positive consequence, or it's the outcome of the accomplishment as opposed to the accomplishment itself. So accomplishment can be seen as the process to become successful. But then with every accomplished goal, you take one step further toward your prosperity and therefore that life full of success, Michael.
Well, without being vain, many people would say I'm successful. I'm successful in my business, at running a national business, in my wealth creation. I'm definitely financially independent in my personal life. And Mark, I'm actually proud of my successes. However, over the years, I've come to realize that success is actually more the journey than the destination. Now, that took me a while to realize, but to make sure you take the right journey, I believe it's important to start off with a set of goals, a goal for your career, for your business, for your personal life. And then as you work towards reaching those goals, that can be viewed as a success. So, Mark, in your mind, what is needed to be successful, to succeed in life?
So, Michael, having coached many successful people and professionals in private practice, it's shown me that to be successful also means doing the things that you really enjoy. It was businessman, author Harvey Mackay, who once said, "Find something you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life." And it's really difficult to argue with that.
Yeah.
And Michael, as we look around the mastermind, we look at people like, say, Daniel and Julia, who run a building company. They love what they do. Now, they may not necessarily love the actual on the tools or you know, actually dealing with some of the issues, but they love the transformation that they bring about for their clients. Or people who you and I both
By the way, it shows, doesn't it?
It absolutely
does. And it's a pleasure to work with them. And they have fun.
Yeah, they do have fun. And Michael, I think probably, you know, one of the big examples of that is Simon and Jenny. I mean, Simon and Jenny running a travel business in the middle of a pandemic when no one can travel anywhere. And yet they love what they do. They stay in it. They've not closed up shop and decided to pivot and do something else. Great examples, I think.
Sure. So I think it's important to imagine your life as a road trip. Some people are going to judge success by the speed you travel, by the revs that you're doing, by your tachometer, or many may judge you by how many cars you overtake. Others by the company you keep in your passenger seat, the variety of stops you take along the way, or how beautiful and well-kept your car is. However, to me, success is, I've thought about it as we wanted to have this chat, and I think you've got to want to go somewhere. You've got to have a goal. Otherwise, you're just wandering around. And I know there are some people who are, especially in today's environment, Mark, they've stopped looking for goals. So you've got to know why you want to get there. By the way, you can't just have a goal, have a dream. You've also got to have a plan to get there. And then you've got to stick to that plan despite the obstacles. Yet be flexible enough to change when necessary. And boy, have a lot of people had to pivot recently. And then the most important part actually is enjoying the journey. And I think another part of it is, we've discussed it before, is you've got to be grateful to be wealthy, to be successful. And the two are not related and not the same. If you're not grateful, if you're not appreciating what you've got, you won't be successful.
Yeah, 100%. Michael, I'm just wondering if you chose that car analogy because you drive a V12. I was, if that's where that came from.
Well, I actually do enjoy my V12, but interestingly, if I had to choose, I prefer Pam's V8. It's a much smoother, nicer drive, but I'm lucky enough I can drive that one on the weekend as well. But don't judge other people by their journey or their cars. I think we're all along following our own journey, or you've got to be, you should be, and enjoy the journey. Otherwise, you're not going to enjoy the destination, Mark.
Yeah, 100%. And one of the things that we're seeing a lot at the moment with our Mastermind members, Michael, is this concept of, because there's a sense of overwhelm and there's a sense of uncertainty in the current times that we're in, but just stopping and taking stock of the success that they've had to date, the things that they actually have achieved, and being grateful for that does a couple of things. It puts things into perspective, but it also forms a really solid foundation and launch pad to move to the next stage of their success journey.
I think that's important, because a lot of people see how far they've still got to go to reach that destination, whatever they've set in their mind to achieve, but they've forgotten how far they've come along the way.
Yeah, they have. And we always talk about just once a week. And in fact, in our hot seat sessions on every Friday, we always start the session with, what are the wins you've had this week? And sometimes you have to really push people to see the wins. But we know that there's always a win somewhere within the week. There's a win. And if you can just stop, take stock, acknowledge that, it will help you to realize that you are moving further along your success journey, Michael.
I think that's one of the great things about being part of a mastermind and having you as my business coach also, the fact that you actually do bring me, us, back to reality, to remind us what's important, to have an outsider, and then do it in a group fashion and see other people as well. And we all help each other. We all revel in each other's success. That's actually a trait of successful people, because there are people out there who have got that tall poppy syndrome. They don't like seeing other people being successful because it reminds them of their, I guess, current lack of success.
Yeah, it's interesting, because in our tribe, the two things that I see when people share a success, two things happen. One, everybody else congratulates them. But rather than looking at it with from a sense of envy or jealousy, people tend to look at it of, great, if they can do that, now what's the next thing that I can do? Or what can I learn from that to actually boost my own success journey? So it works really, really well in that way.
Sure, especially in today's environment when people are locked down and they can't move forward. But in fact, it's always worked. This has always been an important part of my progression in my business and in my personal life, having mentors, having coaches, moving forward, but even more important now than ever, because some people are just, I guess they've turned off, they're bunkering down, but that's actually the wrong thing to do in this challenging environment.
Yeah, I think it is. I think the problem with bunkering down is that all that's going to happen is you're going to lose time. And, you know, Michael, you and I often talk about sort of the futures model, but we know that bunkering down means that in 12 months' time or 6 months' time or whenever it is that we move to the other side of this, we're going to be in exactly the same position. And in fact, I think we're going to be a little bit worse, because we're going to be behind the eight ball compared to those people who have actually moved forward and planned for what's going to happen on the other side.
Now, interestingly, some people are going to say, hey, that doesn't apply to me because I'm not in business, I'm not a professional. Think about this in other areas of your life as well, whether it's regarding your investments, your career, your job prospects, your relationships. This isn't a time to bunker down, to hide, to hibernate. It's a time to get your ducks in a row to move to the next level if you're not able to do it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's about family. It's about your children's education. It's all this planning for the future as opposed to just battening down the hatches and hoping that the storm will pass.
Now, before people think too much about what our perceptions of success are, to me, success doesn't get measured by how many properties you own, how big your cars are, how much money you've got, even though they are one element of success or one element of wealth. To me, Mark, there's a lot more that's important to be considered successful. In your mind, what do you think is important to succeed?
Yeah, Mike, I think you're right that there's a number of elements. And the first one that I always think about is success is going to come from physical health. I think you need to be physically healthy. If you're not physically healthy, you don't have the ability or the energy to engage in life. You don't have a baseline of good health that you can function from. And I think it's very hard to be successful if you don't have that basic aspect of physical health.
I think in these challenging times of COVID, we've realized the importance of health. And you can't be successful from your hospital bed. You can't be wealthy from your hospital bed. So you've got to look after your body, don't you? Does that mean I've got to become an Ironman, Mark?
No, but you know, it's interesting because I know you often joke about that, but I also know that across this time, you've walked regularly. I know there's times I call you in the morning and you're on your treadmill or you're out walking when you can. The thing that I think that you are a great example of, Michael, is that physical health comes from habit and structure. And so you've got a routine that you stick to, you've got a structure to it. And so it doesn't mean you need to become an Ironman. Or, you know, although if you want to go and join the local surf lifesaving club, I'm sure they'd take you on board.
Well, there are people around here in Brighton who are called the Icebergers who go out and swim in the ocean right near me every morning, day in, day out, winter, summer. And it's freezing. In fact, we know one of our team, David Cohen, often goes into the water at this time of the year. Anyway.
Yeah, I've got a good friend who follows the Wim Hof method, which is, always finish with a cold shower, swim in the cold pool. He lives in Adelaide. When he put a pool in, his friend said, look, you'll only use it 2 months of the year. He uses it all the year round because he swims in the cold. But for him, Michael, it's just habit and structure. And in fact, speaking of Wim Hof, I think the other thing with physical health is to get some professional advice. So whether you get it off a YouTube clip, whether you have a personal trainer, I guess the other thing is doing it with other people. There's great value in collective momentum in physical health. I mean, Caroline and I go to Orange Theory classes. The reason we love it is that there's a group of people all moving forward at the same time, all trying to achieve essentially the same outcome. So that works really well to keep us motivated.
Okay, so physical health is one of the underlying fundamentals for success. What else, Mark?
I think if you can get physical health, the next thing is of course around your mental fitness. You know, you need to be continuously engaging your mind. You need to learn. You need to grow, experience new ideas. You need to constantly pursuing mastery, putting your ideas to work, and that's how I think how you accomplish your goals, Michael.
Sure. It's challenging at times if you think about the effects of COVID, the lockdown, getting stuck, not being able to do what you'd planned to do. But there are ways around it. And I think one of the ways actually is to have a group of motivated people around you, part of the benefit of being part of a tribe.
Yeah, it is. And I think having motivated people around you who are motivated not just to grow and to learn, but to actually take that growth and learning and implement it. Because as you said before, if all we've got is just a plan or a goal, but we don't have a plan to actually get there, then it's kind of just a pipe dream. So I think mental fitness comes from pursuing mastery, constantly learning, getting people around you who are going to help you to implement, people who are also pursuing mastery. I was talking to one of our mastermind members yesterday, Mark. I was talking to Grant. Grant now makes more in a month than he made in a year. Last year. But he's attributed a good portion of that success to actually having like-minded people around him who are constantly pushing him forward and helping him to learn and grow, and therefore helping him with his own mental fitness.
Now, I remember when he joined Business Accelerator Mastermind, he really wasn't sure it'd work for him. He'd had a coach before who specialized, a business coach in his industry, which is a very specialized industry, and didn't think a general coach like you could help and really couldn't see the benefit of it. I've done it before. I'm not really sure. By the way, he took a leap of faith, which was a great thing to do, and it's paid off for him, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, he just told me the other day he's made more in recent months than he used to make in a year. So it's absolutely paid off.
And he's actually got more time. He's put on a number of employees. I know he's bought a couple of vehicles for his business. And so while he's still busy, but it goes back to what we said a while ago, he's actually having fun now. I think the fun had left his business. So even if he was making money, he's not successful if he's not having fun.
Gets back to what you were saying before about, you know, wealth alone, numbers of properties, size of the house, size of the car, whatever it might be, that alone is not the ultimate definition of success. Yeah, he's having fun at the moment.
That's important. So step two, have mental fitness and also associate with like-minded people who are going to motivate you to keep moving towards your goal. They lift you when you need it. They'll help you when you need it. And I guess don't be scared to ask for help, Mark.
Oh, I think that's very true, Michael. The concept, understanding that asking for help is actually a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness, is a great breakthrough for people.
Okay. As we're working through the attributes you need to be successful. What's next?
I think if you're physically fit, you're mentally fit, you then have to have emotional health. And there's a difference between mental fitness and emotional fitness. I think emotional fitness, Michael, is about being self-aware emotionally. You have to feel good about yourself. You have to have a positive self-image. I mean, it's you know, you said you can't be wealthy and successful from your hospital bed. It's very hard to do that from a point of deep depression as well. So, and I think emotional intelligence, apart from your own personal fitness, is it gives you the opportunity also to not just look at your own self-image, but the awareness of the other people around you, and to be able to tap into the strengths of the people around you to be able to help you move further along that success journey.
So what's the next ingredient to success in life, Mark?
Well, it's an interesting one. And we've sort of just touched on it before about the concept of you know, being around people, but it's social health. I think you need positive relationships in your life. You need people that love and support you, and people that help make you a better person. But Michael, also people that inspire you. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're human beings. We have a need for social interaction. Probably no more is that relevant than now when, you know, half or three quarters of the country is in lockdown. But I think that being a part of a group of like-minded people will make it easier to have those positive, like-minded relationships. And it takes away some of the loneliness of a success journey.
Sure. So social health is important. Yeah, we've talked about mastermind group a few times. The concept of a mastermind, I believe, is that as a joint unit, you actually get more benefit. One and one doesn't equal two. It equals three or four. And I've seen that over and over again in the Tribe of Business Accelerator Mastermind, that people from other industries come up with ideas that others wouldn't have thought about. Otherwise, the journey's a pretty lonely one.
Yeah, it is. And that's the great advantage, I think, of, you know, we've spoken about the concept of collective momentum, but there's a shared wisdom. So, you know, lots of things that people get in our group get from me, they get from you, but they get from each other. And I think that's where that social health is so vitally important.
Now, we have these Build a Business, Not a Job podcasts once a month, and they're actually very popular. And for those who don't know, because we get, interestingly, thousands of new subscribers to the Michael Yardney podcast every month. I'm really proud. Downloads increased by 10% last month alone. So welcome to the new listeners. And even though we don't always talk about property, success in life is really, really important, whatever you're doing. And so I think it's important for those new people who don't know to declare that we are business partners in Business Accelerator Mastermind. You started off as my business coach, and then you were coaching other members of the Metropole team and other directors, and was such a good adjunct to how we help people generally succeed in life, and they use the money from their business or their professional practices to then invest in their wealth, that we got together a couple of years ago and grown this business. So maybe you could just explain a little bit about what it is before we go on and discuss the other elements of success.
Sure. So Business Accelerator Mastermind is a business coaching program. And Michael, it's really designed to help people in already successful service businesses and professionals practices who really have a business. But you know what? In fact, it's more like a job because it's so reliant on them. They don't have the freedom and the ability to do other things. They can't step out of their business for any extended period of time. So our job is to work both in one-on-one sessions, in group sessions as well, so we get that shared wisdom and collective momentum to actually help people to develop a true business, not just a job, so that they've got something that is far less reliant on them than it currently is.
I think it's important what you said a moment ago. There are one-on-one sessions, so it's not a fixed program that you look on the internet whenever you want to. This is actually truly having a coach looking after your back, the opportunity every Wednesday to check in as part of a group, even if it's not part of the structured discussions. If ever you've got a problem, there's the tribe on the private Facebook group who really are very, very supportive. And surrounding yourself with the right people, we know over and over again that's important. If you want to find out more about it, go to metropolemastermind.com.au. I'll leave a link in the show note, metropolemastermind.com.au, and you can end up with the same business coach as I have, Mark Creedon. Now, Mark, we were working through what's required for success, social health. Look, they all seem to have a similar theme: social, emotional, mental, physical. We actually haven't even got onto money or how big your business is so far. What's the next one?
Isn't that interesting that we haven't done that? And we're not going to change that theme because we're going to talk about spiritual health. And before we think that spiritual is about any particular religion, or it's really about a sense of purpose or meaning. It's about making a positive impact in others' lives, Michael, giving meaning, giving purpose to the work. And if you have purpose in your work, you have purpose in your daily life. I just think that that keeps you focused. I think it inspires you to overcome the day-to-day struggles. And Michael, I mean, let's be honest, you have a very successful national business. I've lost count of the number of people you actually employ now, but it's a very successful, large national business. And yet, even yesterday, you and I discussed some daily struggles. So they still happen, but there's still struggles. There's still setbacks. I think that if you can have this positive sense of purpose, and making money isn't the sole motivator, because as a sole motivator, I think that becomes empty over time. So carrying on purposeful or meaningful work or activities even outside of work is where the real rewards come. And the really interesting thing about that, it's a little bit like we said before about doing what you love. If you're doing purposeful, meaningful work and you love what you do, the money will most likely flow from there.
Yes, it will. But let's be blunt. There are all those really important foundation elements to success, but material wealth is also part of it.
Oh, and nice segue to the final point, Michael, which is material wealth. I mean, we have to move beyond. We've all got a basic need, and we know Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We have basic needs of food, shelter, clothing, but we need to move beyond that. The concept of material wealth has to come, and it's reason why I've put it in as the final point, because I think it comes as the final reward. The concept of material wealth will come if we get all of these other ducks in a row. So, and I think the other thing too, we're talking about upbringing before, it's worthwhile remembering that material wealth is not a dirty word.
That's right. A lot of people have got preconceived ideas from things they've heard, things they've seen from their parents or from their previous experiences, that wealthy people, rich people, don't deserve it. You can't be happy and rich. You can't be happy and spiritual, rich and spiritual. And that's really not the case. Wealthy people aren't nasty people, as you say. And as I've often said, any problem money can solve isn't really a problem. Now, money can't solve all your problems, no doubt about it. And there's lots of things money can't buy, but it's still nice to turn up in a nice car.
Yeah, it is. And the thing too, Michael, is that if you're constantly struggling and stressed because you're poor, because you don't have that financial solid foundation, it's almost impossible to move to that level of success that you're looking for. You were just saying before that, you know, wealthy people aren't nasty. And you and I both know that, I mean, unpleasantness, I think, is a personality trait which transcends and is completely disconnected from the concept of material wealth. I've met some pretty unpleasant people who aren't wealthy.
And we've met unpleasant people who are, and it has nothing to do with their wealth. I guess all this comes back to what we said right at the beginning, that there isn't a one sentence definition of success. It'd be too hard to put together, but all these little bits are necessary. You need a combination of all of them, and it is a journey. Life is a journey. Business is a journey. And if you follow each of these little bits, you're going to find that you enjoy life a lot better. Many people attribute success, as we said, by, as I said, how much money they've got, what kind of car they drive, the size of their home. However, I really don't think, despite the fact that this podcast talks a lot about money and property investment, I don't think you should define success as material items. True success, actually, as we said, is gained by not only achieving your goals, but the happiness and the satisfaction you get from pursuing them, from the journey. To become successful, you've got to have a plan. You've got to stick to the plan. And that's why in property, we set up a plan before we start. That's why I know with business, you actually set people goals, long-term, short-term, medium-term goals. That's the first thing that you do when you sit with the mark and start off with a plan. Otherwise, how do they know where to go?
Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely the first thing we do. We sit down one-on-one and we map out what we call a game plan, which is understanding where they want to be in 12 months' time and what do they need to do over the next 6 weeks in order to get them there.
And then they've got to keep improving. keep moving, and they are going to have setbacks. So whether you want to be an athlete, a musician, a speaker, an entrepreneur, you've got to train to be the best. You've got to give it all. You've got to work harder. You've got to do things harder, as the top professionals do, if you want to be elite at your job. I think it's also important, Mark, to remind people that along the journey, there are going to be failures. It's hard on purpose. If it wasn't hard, everyone would be at the top of their game. But it's important to remember that failure is a necessary step along the road to success.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. And, you know, as we often say, it's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get back up that counts. And it just makes it easier, I think, if you've got all of these concepts really clear in your mind and people around you, that when you do fall, it's a bit of a soft landing, and you get that support to get back up again much more easily.
It's hard to be resilient at times, and you're allowed to get cross, you're allowed to get angry, you're allowed to even get depressed for a really short while, and then you just got to move on. So when you keep reaching for your goals, and then you look back and see how far you've come since you've fallen down, it's the failures that allow you to achieve a sense of satisfaction, Mark, I think, no matter where you are along your journey.
Yeah, I think that the failures are absolutely important. Michael, you and I both know people who thought they wouldn't fail, couldn't fail, haven't failed, and really needed to fail in order to move to that next level of success.
Oh, that's right. I'm sure it is an important part of the stepping stones of success. Well, Mark, as always, I have fun in these chats. If people want to take their business to the next level, to have the next success in their professional practice or their business, how can they contact you?
So, Michael, metropolemastermind.com.au. Pop on, have a look and see what we're about. There's a button you can click on there that will take you through to a little bit more detail. And then let's have a chat. Very happy to have a chat, and we'll see how it is that we can help you to achieve your level of success.
Well, people will say I've got a vested interest by recommending you, but in fact, you've helped me a lot as a coach, now as a very close friend and as a business partner. Why shouldn't I share with others? And that's actually one of the traits of successful people, Mark. They want others to be successful as well. Helping another business person or another property investor doesn't actually make me less successful. And while some people would say they wouldn't believe it, I know in the Mastermind tribe there are two other people in our industry that some would consider competition, but you and I are big picture players, and there's no issue with them having the same business coach as me.
No, because we know that the market's big enough, and all we do is help them to secure and grow, you know, their share of the market. So I think that's a really important trait, Michael, of successful people is the desire to help other people to be successful.
That's a great way to finish off. Look forward to our chat again next month.
Always.
I hope you enjoyed my chat with Mark, and now you've got some better insights into what success really is. I hope it's inspired you to achieve the best success in your life that you can. And if it has, and you know somebody else who'd benefit from listening to our show, why not tell them about the Michael Yardney podcast? It's part of my quest to help as many Australians be successful as possible, to become financially fluent, better property investors, better business people. So please help me by telling somebody about the Michael Yardney podcast, or tell the world by leaving a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to this. I'll be back again real soon, but in the meantime, you can catch me on social media or join me on my private Facebook group. Go to Facebook and look for the Property Update Facebook group, where every day I leave you some tips, some information. I'll be back again real soon. In the meantime, have a great week. Make it a great week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Michael Yardney podcast, which was brought to you by Metropole, who help their clients grow, protect, and pass on their wealth through strategic property and wealth advice. If you like what you heard and don't already subscribe, you'll find us on iTunes or on your favorite Android app as the Michael Yardney Podcast. Watch out for our next show, which comes to you twice a week, and you'll learn some new ideas about property investment, success, and money in around 30 minutes. To get more of Michael's thoughts, go across to www.propertyupdate.com.au and sign up for his daily morning briefing, and you'll hear from not only Michael, but a group of leading property success and money experts. And just a reminder that the information you heard in this show today is general educational advice and not specific investment advice, as we don't know your personal circumstances. If you're looking for specific advice, why not ask the team at Metropole to help you?